Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Wars, bloodshed, violence, all over the world, people are fighting and killing each other. Whether it is warfare or on the city streets, whether by armies or by gangs, in schools and homes, or whether it's in our nation as a whole, there's turmoil, there's death. Even in the wombs of mothers, there is violence. It's estimated that 300,000 babies have died so far this year. Oh, that there would be peace in the world. Oh, that people could just stop fighting and killing. But what are you going to do about it? Who, me? What can I do? Well, actually, you are doing it. Because you are the ones that the Lord Jesus is talking about when he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." So would you describe yourself as a peacemaker or as a troublemaker? I can imagine that there are probably times that you can remember in your life when you were a troublemaker. But do these times define who you are? No. Sins do not define the Christian. And that's the point. You're a Christian. This is how peacemakers come into existence. They become Christians. As surely as a person comes to faith in Jesus Christ, so surely he becomes a peacemaker. Peacemakers are created at the baptismal font. Peacemaking has to begin with God, or else it won't amount to anything. There's no real peace with man if there's not peace with God. One of the things you learn when you study history is that peace among men is temporary. Consider Europe. This continent has been rocked by wars over the centuries. Each conflict would end with a peace treaty. However, before long, there is another war, and the fighting starts all over again. In the 20th century, there was a so-called war to end all wars, World War I. In 1919, a peace treaty was signed at Versailles, and the world breathed a sigh of relief. Surely nobody's going to want to start a war again. Then along comes Adolf Hitler and World War II. Even after that, the European nations have time and again been fighting in conflicts, not necessarily on their own continent, but in Asia, the Middle East, Africa, even South America, Falkland Islands. The only thing that can change this is if everyone is at peace with God. However, since most people reject God's way of peace, we will hear of wars and rumors of wars. So what is this God's way of peace? What is the peace that surpasses all understanding. It is that which was established by the Prince of Peace. From Adam until today, mankind has been in conflict with God. Man unjustly hates God, and the just anger of God burns against man. So there is conflict. And that's where the Prince of Peace steps in between, putting himself between man and God, taking the place of man. So it was Jesus who absorbed the full force of God's wrath, which was aimed at us because of our wickedness. On Calvary, justice was satisfied. The anger of God was assuaged. God was pacified. So now there is peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And all is well. But is it all well? It is with God. How about man? Well, the peace of God cannot be experienced by man except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is that cup into which the peace of God is poured, and from it we drink, and then we are at peace within ourselves. And now when we look at God, we see Him not as an angry God out to get us, but as our loving Savior, the one who has completely forgiven us. Now, having peace with God, you and I become God's tools for making peace. From that same cup of faith, we pour out this peace to others. Peacemaking begins with sharing the peace which God has given to us, telling other people about the Prince of Peace. We make peace with others when we give them this gospel. And that gospel is the thing that works peace in their hearts, just as it did in ours. We make peace by praying for our pastors and our missionaries and our mission helpers, because they're carrying this peace of God to others. We make peace by giving money to support the peacemaking efforts of our churches and our missions. And here at ILC, we make peace when we talk with one another about Jesus and reassure one another of the forgiveness of our sins, reassuring one another that all is well between us and God. And there's more to it than that also. When all is well between us and God, then all should be well between one another. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. How can you even think about the peace that you have with God if you're fighting with somebody here on earth? So Christians are peacemakers. Perfect peacemakers? Well, not so much. But you know something? Repentance and forgiveness of sins is the way of peace. And so we shall be called sons of God, like Father, like Son, just as God is the great peacemaker, so are His children. In this way we reflect the glory of God. So blessed are you, students, faculty, staff, friends. What an amazing and enviable position you are in. For you are called sons of God. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We conclude with the hymn that's printed for you. Thank you.